Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 101 and verse 3. The scripture is very beautiful, and psalmist says something lovely here. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. My dear brothers and sisters, David, in that era where there was no electricity, technology, computers, said, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. Now, let me remind you that we are in the fall feast season, and we are today and tomorrow we are celebrating the Feast of Trumpets. Remember that, pornography is sweeping across the world, and the Lord is calling His church to be holy, right? And what pornography is doing is leaving families torn apart in its wake. Many churchgoers who are struggling to break free, they feel isolated and helpless. One of the UK survey revealed that 75% of Christian men and 35% of Christian women viewed pornography regularly or occasionally. When you watch it, powerful neurotransmitters such as dopamine are released, which bond you to the images you're looking at. According to the neuropsychologist Dr. Tim Jennings, any type of repetitive behavior will create trails, that is neural pathways, in our brain that are going to fire on an automatic sequence. Some churches treat this issue as strictly a moral one, failing to realize it's also a brain problem. What we do is we advise people to try more, pray more, and love the Lord Jesus more. And that's important. But when you fight the flesh and the power of the flesh, you end up fighting yourself. So the question is, what's the answer? Your mind has to be renewed, my dear brothers and sisters, and that's a process. When your brain has been trained the wrong way, it must be retrained the right way. And this calls for radical commitment, such as removing pornography from your life and sometimes walking in accountability with a mature Christian friend who can turn to in times of testing. Above all, it involves reprogramming your mind with God's word. I like what Apostle Paul writes in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, brethren, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah, that you'll prove God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. You don't have to live in bondage to pornography. Jesus can set you free right now, right here. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted us. As we celebrate the Feast of Trumpets, we know on the blowing of the last trump, the Lord will come, and everyone who are dead in Christ will rise up, and all the ones who believe in Jesus, they will be transformed and translated in a twinkling of an eye and will be caught up with Jesus. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I pray that, Lord, you are coming to marry a church that is holy. Purge us, purify us, sanctify us, cleanse us, create within us a clean heart, mind and thoughts, and fill us afresh with your spirit with your power and with your glory. Lord, I pray for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into the businesses. Lord, I pray that you will flourish and prosper them, keep them from the enemy. Oh Lord, lift them up because they are yours. Lord, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, oh Father, in their mind or their body. Lord, I command the healing virtue of Jesus to flow into their spirit, soul, and body. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the thanks, we give you the praise, and we give you all glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.